Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 8, 1805. Chief Black Cat visits. It is obvious that the Corps is preparing for the impending trip west, making maps, gathering information from the Indians about the journey ahead, preparing meat and foodstuffs for the trip, and trying to chip the boats out of the ice. The temperature is rising a little every day, a harbinger of spring. Black Cat, the principal chief of the upper village, visits the fort today, and Lewis describes him this way.
This man possesses more integrity, firmness, intelligence, and perspicuity of mind than any other Indian I have met within this quarter. And, I think, with a little management, he may be made a useful agent in furthering the views of the government. The Black Cat presented me with a bow and apologized for not having completed the shield he promised, alleging that the weather had been too cold to permit his making it. I gave him some small shot, 6 fishing hooks, and 2 yards of ribbon. His squaw also presented me with 2 pair of moccasin, for which I gave her a small looking-glass and a couple of needles. The chief dined with me and left me this evening. He informed me that his people suffered very much for the article of meat, and that he had not himself tasted any for several days. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 8, 1805.
Though food was scarce, the Indians in the Corps were not starving. It was the constant diet of corn and no meat that was so disagreeable. If it hadn't been for all the corn, there could well have been some starvation. The exchange rate for corn was 1 4-inch square of tin for 7 or 8 gallons of corn. Tomorrow, a soldier scales the pickets.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.